Sonoma County's Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District have released a draft plan to protect open lands through 2031. The district is following that up with a series of community meetings over the next couple of weeks, the next one being tonight at the Santa Rosa Veterans Building at about 6 o'clock. Joining us now, though, on the KSR Liveline, the district's general manager, Bill Keen. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, it seems like a big number when reading kind of the proposal amount in this article here from the Press Democrat, $468 million through 2031. What ways exactly is all this money going to be spent?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we've got a bunch of lands that we own right now that we're going to open to the public as parks. We're going to protect amazing farmland that is providing jobs and local food, like artisan cheese. We're going to protect natural resource areas like our creeks and waterways, and we're going to protect those areas that make our communities distinct, these things we call green belts that protect our cities from just growing one into another. And so we hope to do quite a significant amount of that work up through 2031, and hopefully at some point the voters will renew the district's measure for another 20 years.
Bill, you have an interesting point of what these open spaces can do in regards to fire safety, especially in light of the October fires that hit us so hard.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the work that we've done, we've protected a lot of areas in and around cities, and these provide buffers from those fires. You know, this last fire was pretty crazy with the wind speeds and everything, but I think there's an opportunity for us to create even more buffers around cities and even work with landowners on how they manage that land to best protect us against fires in the future.
By the counter argument, kind of for lack of a better term here, couldn't these green belts and open spaces maybe provide more fuel for bigger fires?
Yeah, you know, that's, I've heard that a lot. You know, it's really about how the land is managed, for one. And I think there are ways to do controlled burns, remove some areas. But really, it's those areas around the city that are most critical. And if we focus on those and then leave the natural areas, the ones that are way out there, natural, because they do provide significant benefits for habitat and wildlife, I think we can kind of have it both ways. We just have to be strategic about it.
So, Bill, you guys are looking for community feedback everywhere from the regions of Santa Rosa, the Sebastopol, Sonoma Valley, Petaluma. What are you looking for from the public? Like, I like that tree, keep that, or buy these lands. What specifically, what feedback are you looking for?
Well, you know, at this point, we've had a series of community meetings, and we've had other meetings that focus on topical areas like agriculture and recreation. You know, we've heard a lot from the community already. At this point, what we're really looking to hear from the community is, did we get it right? Does our plan sort of mirror the input that we received so far? And I think that's the most important thing we hope to get out of these next series of meetings.
What has feedback been like, though, with this plan in the past? You had community feedback kind of going into this already.
Well, I would say the thing that we've heard a lot about is to continue down the path we've been on. I mean, do more of what you've already done. But I would say there's been some subtle differences this time around. There's a lot of interest in local food and protecting land that produces local food, things like artisan cheese and organic milk and grass-fed beef, you know, and working with new farmers, getting new farmers on the land, access to land. There's a lot of folks out there that want to get into farming, and the price of land is super high. Our work can help reduce that cost.
Is there any kind of counter to this, saying that you know, some of these lands could be used for more housing, especially since the October wildfires? This has been highlighted a lot more.
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. I'd say to the contrary. I think the most important thing is we've got this train, the smart train, and we should be building and going denser around those train stations. That's within the city boundaries right now. Our work is mostly outside the city boundaries, and I think those are areas that we should protect and that we focus that dense growth around those train stations. It's more affordable, and it's better on the environment.
You know, you guys do an amazing job. I mean, I live in an urban environment, and the hills and the trails and the beauty of what's going on in our local land is amazing. And it's just like you can throw a rock and hit this amazing beauty. And what you're doing to preserve it is truly admirable, Bill.
Hey, but don't forget to go in the cities and see some of the work we've done in our cities. Places like Prince Memorial Greenway in Santa Rosa, the Windsor Town Green up in Windsor, Sebastopol Skate Park and Community Garden, Bear Farm in Southwest Santa Rosa. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We do things within the cities, partnering with our city counterparts to protect urban open space and provide some incredible recreational and natural resource opportunities within our cities.
Real quick, because we're just about out of time. With this plan, what is probably the most notable park or park area that you are going to be adding over the next 15 years?
Oh, yeah. We're in the process of putting the final pieces together on a series of properties in the Mark West watershed out there by Safari West. It'll be about 1,100 acres, and it will be the crown jewel in the regional park system. And I just can't wait for folks to be able to walk along a trail that gets you near Mark West Creek or Mill Creek, and then beautiful trees out there. The trees actually did pretty good out in that fire. They are fire adapted, as you know.
Well, that is good to hear. And you know what? We'll definitely be looking forward to more feedback from the community tonight. Thank you very much for your time here today, Bill.
One last thing. Our meeting tonight is actually in Sonoma, not Santa Rosa.
Sonoma Veterans Memorial Building. Oh, excuse me on that one. Okay. That is Bill Keen. He is the Open District General Manager, and corrected me a little bit on that one. Sonoma Veterans Memorial Building, that is tonight at 6 o'clock.